London's Science Museum has a rather fascinating room that was once the workshop of James Watt, famously the pioneer of the steam engine. The workshop was originally located in the attic of his house in Birmingham and remained closed after his death until 105 years later, in 1924, it was acquired by the Science Museum in London. So precious was this collection that there was even discussion as to whether the dust should be preserved. Of the thousands of artefacts in this workshop, only a handful relate directly to the steam engine. The rest reflect Watt as a polymath with wide-ranging interests in sculpture, poetry, chemistry, and musical instrument building. The collection includes tools for making flutes, guitars, organs, and violins, and they date from early in Watt's life. As a 20-year-old, he worked in Glasgow, repairing astronomical instruments. When there was not enough work, he began repairing musical instruments and later trading in them too. In 1772, Watt moved to the Midlands to enter a partnership building steam engines, work that would become central to the Industrial Revolution. But Watt was not a musician himself. In fact, he could be quite scathing about music. When referring to a prospective employee, John Southern, Watt wrote, "I would be very glad to engage him as a draftsman, provided he gives bond to give up music. Otherwise, I'm sure he will be no good, it being the source of idleness." The tools preserved in Watt's workshop reveal some fascinating details. There is, for example, a circular saw that was used specifically to design violin fingerboards for beginners with raised sections to ensure accurate finger placement. Perhaps the most curious artefact is a metal stamp bearing the letters T. Lott. Thomas Lott was a celebrated Parisian flute maker whose instruments were highly prized. Was Watt passing off flutes made in his Glasgow workshop as those of Lott? Whatever the answer, the prevalence of flutes in Watt's workshop reflects their popularity in 18th century Britain. Here the flute features in a quartet by London-based composer Carl Friedrich Abel. The Allegretto from his quartet in G major is performed by La Rivieuse. Thank you. La Rivieuse performed the Allegretto from the Quartet in G Major, WKO 227 by Abel.